What do Mueller's inquiries for Trump tell us about his probe? In a town notorious for leaking, special counsel Robert Mueller's team has been striking exception to the rule. Since launching its investigation last May into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, the team of federal prosecutors has been tight-lipped, tipping its hand only when unveiling an indictment or announcing a guilty plea. While the source of the April 30th leak has not been revealed, that made the more than four dozen questions Mueller's office would like to ask President Trump especially revealing. The questions, which probe everything from the firings of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and FBI Director James Comey to potential campaign coordination with Russia, represent the clearest indication yet about the focus and scope of the investigation, as well as the perils it may pose for the president. Prosecutors say the wording of the questions makes it clear that the special counsel is particularly interested in whether Trump obstructed justice. Before, there was a very rational expectation that there was a lot of focus on the obstruction issue, says Priyat Barra, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, who was removed by the Trump administration last year after he refused to resign from his post. If these are the questions they intend to put to the president directly, then it erases all doubt. Mueller may never get the chance to ask them. Trump has said he would love to talk with Mueller under oath, but outside advisors and some of his own lawyers have advised him not to, with one warning, ominously, that it could be a perjury trap. Giving misleading answers under oath was one of the reasons former President Bill Clinton was impeached. Trump responded to the leaked questions by claiming they vindicated him, tweeting that there were no questions about collusion. There are, in fact, 13, and that it's very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never happened. Obstruction charges do not require that an underlying crime be proved. While the tweets show Trump's current mindset, many of the questions are focused on what Trump was thinking when he took action on important moments during his presidency, like firing Comey. That's because intent is a key element of any obstruction charges, which is why prosecutors say an interview with Trump is essential. One of the easiest ways to get someone's state of mind to determine guilt or innocence is to question them directly, Barrera says. If the questions provide a roadmap for the Mueller inquiry, the interrogation might still go differently if the president ever decides to sit down with the special counsel. These strike me as a proxy, even though they're very specific, for areas they might want to explore, Barrera says. I don't think these are precisely the questions that are going to be asked.